Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA. Night and day, the white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind. But white paranoia's here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred Plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us and we upon it and each other. Locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Drive Long's Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. Tonight, Brother Eddie will have the revolution will not be televised, will be our discussion for class tonight. Brother Eddie, the numbers man, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Sister Antoinette, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Tired, but I'm well.
Okay, that's good. That's
good.
And family, I know it's been a while. And again, welcome in to this new year as it's and again, I like to start off with namaste to the ancestors. I'm sorry, ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders. And love, honor, and much respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. We greatly appreciate your time that you share. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, how's everything been going? You've been doing good. How's the family doing?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine. Everyone's fine. They're busy people. Fine.
Yeah.
Now, my granddaughter will be a year, be two. She'll be two next week. So they're trying to get things ready for her. That's the youngest. And look, I don't want any more grandchildren, y'all. I have enough. He's looking for George Spencer's.
You can't determine that, though. Hey, that's on your children.
No, I can't. But if they listen to me, they'll let this be the end.
Okay. Yes, so what do you have on the current events?
I do not get anything written down. Excuse me, I do have this one thing, but I can't find the one where I said about the five children. But I see where I kept finding the one on the three, and when I had the five, I should have kept it together then, but I didn't. Telling to take my own advice and everyone else's advice about when you see something, take it then, don't. And I didn't, so forgive me, y'all. So for, well, they had, this is for January the 18th, but China's population is failing for the country's future. So they're now saying, please have more babies. This is in the Washington Post. China's message for couples after decades of limiting more families to just one child. Why the turnabout, the reason is that births have now fallen for 6 years in a row, leading to a population drop last year for the first time since the 1960s. Even before the historic overall decline, the working age population had been shrinking for years, and projections show that one quarter of the population will be 6 years over by 2030. This threatens economic growth, which has predicted on a vast labor supply, not to mention there may not be enough able-bodied people to take care of all those seniors. The upshot is economic economy may struggle to overtake the U.S. in size, and the country could lose its stature as the world's most populous to India this year. But now, did you catch that? The uptake is that China's economy may struggle to overtake the U.S. in size. So that's the reason why they're pushing for more babies, so they can combat us.
Yeah, that's all part of what's dealing with the whole genetics and genetic annihilation, and again, the influx of immigrants coming from everywhere to the United States, you know, not to other countries, but here, which means that the count of U.S. citizens has grown exponentially, you know, all during the Barack administration, Trump administration, now the Biden administration. So that's three presidents that influx of immigrants have been coming in, you know, at an alarming rate. So, yes, China now has to catch up, since their laws was one child per couple, you know, and now it's a policy of five. There's the five children now. So, yes, it's that growth policy of catching up with what America isn't divulging as how many immigrants has actually come in the last 20 or more years. So,
yeah. But other countries are taking note.
That's it. So, if that's all you have, we'll get started.
I'm sorry. I've had a busy day. Forgive me.
That is no problem. I'm quite sure the family has things that they will be able to bring to the table for discussions this evening.
Yeah.
So with that, getting to the title of the class, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And the key is the revolution. And we are in a revolution, family. We've been talking about this revolution now for the past, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
See, the revolution is the fight that we've always been talking about, coming straight from the understanding, overstanding in each and every one of us, the God in us, the spiritual. How long have we been talking about spiritual warfare? See,
a long time.
Revolution is spiritual. See,
yes.
The fight is not flesh and blood. It's not physical. It's principles, principalities. And again, when we look at the revolution being 40 or 4, God being 13 or 4, spiritual being 40 or 4, intervention being 40, intentions, what are our true intentions? At the end of the day, the revolution, the fight, the spiritual, is no more than the truth. When we think about televised, when has the truth been televised? And if the truth is televised, it's a conspiracy. It's somebody who's on the verge of insanity, crazy. All of these other expletives that are said to ward off what's being said or revealed of the truth. When we truly think of the second coming, well, second coming is 40. It's spiritual. That second coming is truth. And what is said that will set us free? No more than the truth, family. That's the revolution of everybody now talking about the truth, the spiritual, what's here. See, we've been talking about it's coming, the second coming is here, the truth is here. The truth is being revealed. Even understanding that four of truth, the revolution spiritual, is even dealing with the four elements that we always talk about. We have earth, wind, fire, and water. And it's no coincidence that that last element mentioned being water equals 22, which is four. So tonight, I will be the MC to reveal the truth. And the MC tonight stands for magician and comedian. See, because what does the magician and the comedian have in common? Will both and reveal either the trick or give you the joke. It's the trick or the joke that the magician and the comedian gives you. So there we'll look at right now dealing with that four, but how that four is intertwined with what we're talking about dealing with this year of being 2023. I'd like to start off with the beginning of this week, Sunday, the 15th, being the official day of Dr. King's birthday, and Monday being the date of his birth being recognized. But starting off with the famous speech, I have a dream, and stop right there, I have a dream. We all know about Martin Luther King's dream, the year that now I have a dream becomes personal. It's your dream. What is your dream? See, because if you have a dream, you can build that dream. And this is the year of awareness. By the way, dream is 16, which is 7. Awareness is 34, which is 7. This awareness is in the divine energy. Divine 25, 7, energy 25, which is 7. and this divine energy of awareness will be activated. Activate is 34, which is 7. And it is activated by a higher consciousness by way of real conversation. If the conversation is real, it's vibrating on a higher frequency. And that higher consciousness of frequency will activate one's essence, which lies in the flesh known as our soul. The actual soul along one's journey, depending on what conversation one is into, what are you listening to? But it's everything has a reason. So you're listening to certain people, certain links to gather certain information. Because when you hear it, you hear your part that basically activates you through different conversation coming from different people of the connection that we are guided by. In the beginning, that energy of 7 was known as the Big Bang. Big Bang comes to 7. It was then referred to as I Am. It comes to 7. We refer to it now as the Galactic Federation. Also comes to 7. So it's dealing with the nature that we are now in. Nature 25, which is 7. And it's directly in the air, in the wind that we inhale. Air and wind equals 7. It's coming from the earth being grounded. Grounded is 34, which is 7. But all of this now is coming to the forefront because we're hearing, as is referred to, a calling. See, because again, as I said earlier, the truth, the revolution, which is no more than the second coming of what? It's the second coming of Jesus Christ. And before we start getting complacent with the word again at the end, with the trick and the joke, it will be revealed. So as we're all basically using Jesus Christ coming from us that's being manifested, because we're using, again, the number of Christ and not his name. Every time we hear words like facts, it's just the facts. Facts matter. With facts, it's 23, which is the 5. You hear people say common sense. Man, that makes so much sense. Well, sense is 23, the 5. How many times do we hear or say change? Man, I feel that change. There's a change going on. There's a change in the air. How many of us say it's time for us to fix us? Let us fix us. Change is 23, by the way, which is 5. Fix is 14, which is 5. How many use the phrase or heard as above, so below? Well, so below is 23 to 5. And this phrase that we hear more and more common, Christ consciousness. We're in a Christ consciousness state of being. Well, Christ consciousness
that fix, that change what makes sense, the facts, what we're manifesting so below is the second coming of Jesus Christ. All of that's the five, family. How many of us are looking up in the sky since they have had all of this federal air shutdown and different things happening in the sky? And I thank my family member in California for sending me a tape, a video tape that she actually taped of what occurred yesterday.
Okay. What happened?
Oh, it's like a UFO. The clouds were lightening up like rainbows, and all of a sudden you saw a white light come out of the cloud and make different variations of moves that a plane could not do, and then it went back into the clouds, and I'm like, okay. And,
okay, I think I did hear someone speak on that briefly in California. Someone that I knew talked about it.
It's a lot that's happening, see, because, again, when we, as Earth, Wind, and Fire says now, not just keep our heads, but keep your eyes to the sky.
Yeah.
Looking at the clouds to determine, and by the way, clouds are 23, which is the five. And there's a lot of five activity in the sky. It's called UFO. UFO is 14, which is 5. So again, we talk about our heaven and the kingdom of the temple. Well, all of this, the heaven, kingdom, temple are all 5. Time I hear these different words that we are all saying, it's that second coming of the 5, of the Christ. We're just saying it different ways. And divided we fall. Divided is 5. That's the key behind the game, game being 14-5, that is being played on us. See, because when we don't see the number and use different words, and those words don't coincide the way the number does, it divides us. We fall. When we see the number that now unites us, that's what English does. English being 32 is part of the confusion, 32, of the occult 23, to keep us in the states, as they call them, United States, but states, 32 is our state of mind.
Yeah.
Wow. So again, it's all the fives, because we see the insanity of the United States that are basically lined up by invisible borders, signs telling you that you're leaving one state and entering another state. By whose authority? Is it a mile, 100 miles, than where they have made this invisible borderline? But we accept that we're in one state over another. And it all started from our state of mind, of thinking, of mental thought. So again, that 5 is when we hear people say the code. Jim Code, as Brother Kwame uses quite often. We hear people still say Big Mama. See, Big is 14-5, starting off with the Big Bang. But these are the things that are happening with this 7, but even more deep is the metaphysical side behind this year of the 7 that is connected directly to the 4. Because by the spelling of 7, S-E-V-E-N, equals 22. And when we know our chemical makeup, just by knowing that all humans are 70% water, well, 22 equals water. And then you have 7. We're 70% water. There's the 7 and 22. That is composed in every human being, or as it says, the flesh. Well, flesh is 25, which is the 7. And contained in the flesh is our soul. Soul is 16, which is 7. The water contains echo 16, which is 7, memory 16, which is 7, and consciousness, which is 52, 7. All of this is right within the flesh and the soul of the human body, the 7. So this is what's transforming right now, because even that 7 and 4 is what you talked about in a previous show, Sister Antoinette, when you asked for divine intervention. Divine 25, which is 7. Intervention is 40.
Yes.
7.
We definitely still need it.
See, but we're talking about it, what we need, as I just mentioned, the 5,
yeah.
The Jesus Christ, that's the second coming, is all of the 5s we've been talking about, the facts.
Yeah.
Facts are part of the Jesus Christ, the second coming, the change that we talked about, and we're talking about the sense, being common sense. The fix is in once we get the fix, understanding that we are the mate to check them. They call it checkmate. Mate is 14. We are the cause of the effect. Effect is 32, the 5. We, known as the carper, color. Carper 21 causes 21. It's the carper that has caused all of the effect. And by putting us in history, carper color, as being 3/5 of a human, we never see ourselves by the number that they try to relate us to see the truth of what has been done. Even in history, that they try to make us seem to be the negative one, the bad one, the this, but that's the Christ consciousness that's happening now, that they're so gung-ho, warp speed, to ensure that it doesn't happen, but they can't stop what the Creator has already in store. So again, being the 5, remember at the end, it's the comedian, the magician, who reveals the trick, who unfolds and gives you the joke. That's why trick is 23 to 5, and joke is 14 to 5. See, how long are we going to be tricked, and how long is a joke going to be played upon us? This call again, using another quote of King's, judge me by the content of my character, not by the color of my skin. Color, 14, which has always been part of the game.
Yeah.
Color is 14, game is 14. See, race is 14. That's why color and race has always been used as part of the game to keep us divided, 32.
Yeah.
But once 5, 14 being game, once game recognized game by the number, we break the casting of the spells. We break the magic word and the word magic. But that's infused in the confusion of the babble of English that we use daily through the misconception and the perceived conception of words, of English words that we are bound to by their description, definition, and direction that we follow when we say words, because we have no other way of changing what we think or we've been taught that these occult words mean. As we are unscrambling the puzzle, we're seeing more and more not only history is a lie, but these words of English that we use, the way we've been taught to use them, are a lie. All of these things, again, are coming to a head because this is the second coming of Jesus Christ, is to reveal the truth. That's it, family. When we stuck on what we perceive the second coming of Jesus Christ and not finding out for self the number of what we're saying and what we're doing and what we're seeking, we're not putting it all together to bring forth the manifestation that we have the power to do. We constantly say all this power that we have, I'm giving my part because it's not the whole. Just like all of us through conversations are activating one another. I might not activate you, but I activate somebody else. Somebody else might activate you by what is being said. But it's going to get out, and once it gets out, it's going to come out of you, because that's the key. Not to put something in you, but to activate what's in you to bring it out of you. See? So that's where we're going. That's who we are. This is what we're coming to see that's going to bring us together. See? There's a true three going on called a sacrifice that we all must partake in. But see, don't get stuck on the word sacrifice, because here's the other part of sacrifice. Discipline takes sacrifice, family. Ain't that something? Our sacrifice is our discipline, damn it. We're not disciplined, family. Because we won't sacrifice the garbage that we've been doing. That's the sacrifice. We sacrifice when we fast. We sacrifice when we give up things. The hell with the resolution, they call it, because, again, the resolution is 41, which is the five. This is what we're talking about, that second coming. That's always been the resolution, family. See? So, yes, it's the discipline. And people are afraid to sacrifice the things they know they have to do to accomplish what they want. There's the work, as they said, that we have to put in, along with that faith. Faith without work is dead, family. That's why work is 14 and dead is 14. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Change that 14 around for work and call it walking dead. Damn it, if you ain't working, you walking it, you the walking dead. Walking is 14. See? So that 14 is also woke. Stay woke. Stay woke. Niggas sleeping. They gonna find you. They gonna catch you creeping. Ooh, stay woke. Don't you close your eyes. Stay woke, family. Woke is 14. And then I caught a whole bunch of us sleeping, because we tipping and creeping. But yes, again, if we have the power, use it. again, going back to the beginning when I said, I have a dream. If you have a dream, build it. You can build it. I'm building my dream, family. Ever since you all heard me and you know, I haven't changed one iota. Words and numbers, breaking everything down. That's my dream, that all of us will be able to see what I see. Don't get it twisted. E-Y-E-C, the all-seeing eye, family. That's what I'm using. And I'm using their words, but we get it twisted when we hear things because the perception right away of seeing thing one-dimensional, maybe two. With numbers, there's no limitations, family. I'm only giving it to you my way. You got it to do it your way. See, that's why way is seven. It's part of your journey. Journey is seven. This year is a test year. Test is 25, which is seven. You are being tested by yourself. Yourself is 34, which is seven. Ain't nobody testing you but you. Because ain't nobody walk your journey but you. All we're here to do is to help one another along your journey. Help is 16, which is seven, along with journey. You know those who are here to help and those who are here to bullshit, just keeping it real. Ain't got no time to waste. That's why waste is 23, and we waste too much damn time, family. Entertaining the wrong conversations because we're having the wrong thought. That's why thought is 41 to 5. And thought is faster than light. We hear that all the time, that 5 again. That's that change that's coming, that 5, family. See, when we hear Jesus Christ, don't get stuck on somebody else's story. Find that number and find your own path. Because there's no restrictions, no limitations. We just have to do the seven, and it's called fine. Fine is 16, which is seven. Everybody's got to find their own way. But there's those who are chosen along your journey that you recognize that are there to help, to fill in those gaps and connect some of the dots. That's it. And keep it moving. So yes, family, this is the revolution. This is the true revolution because everybody has a piece of a truth. As we constantly say, everybody has a piece of the puzzle. See, because it wasn't given to one individual, because in a humanity, we know how power corrupts in one form or another. Everybody having their part and beginning to see how to come together. See, because I'm just giving one way collectively that we can come together and stop being divided. Because as long as we see the English word, the way we've been taught, we will never come together. Speaking a language that is not conducive to the spirit of what and who we are. So this is why in the quivium quadrivium liberal art of arithmetic, entering the fourth chakra, changing the beat of the heart. While in the fourth seal of the pale horse and he who rode on him being death followed by hell. We're talking about all of these things at once. And we really don't see it because with speaking from words of descriptions, directions, and definitions, plus the story, allegories that have been given to these words that we're bound and trapped by. When we hear a verse in the Bible, that's the only way we see it. And, oh, it can't be. That's God. God didn't say you couldn't see it another way. Who said this is the only way to see it? If we have the interpretation in the mind to see it from different angles, wouldn't God give us, just like I said, our part to see from the angle we are given to see it, not by somebody who said that this is the way? Because if it's the word of God, that word will give us the indicator that's already within us. Not an overseer telling us, just like education, trying to put something in us instead of trying to enlighten what's in us and to induce and bring it out of us so that the world will see the gift that we all have. That very seldom shines because of society working in particular jobs that don't allot us the time for self. So it's too many variables to get into, but just knowing that how everything is just being revealed, even with the number of words that I give. It's just like everything else is on time. It's our whole body is just perfect in the way it was developed to have a left and a right that mirrors one another. This 20, right is 30, 20 plus 30 is 50, mirror is 23, another 5. The left and the right mirrors. It's the 5. It's how we are made up. How everything is just perfectly aligned. And we never really give thought to the essence of each and every molecule, each and every atom. When we say the pen, the 666 being protons, electrons, and neutrons, all of these things that are perfectly in all of us, that we are as humanly perfect as possible without physical or mental handicaps or flaws. Look at the perfectness of this being a Goldilocks planet, Earth, the third planet in this solar system, that is said to only sustain life. Not to get into any discussion, but it's just the perfect planet in the perfect position, orbiting around that one sun, third planet. Ooh, 13 again, 1, 3. Sun 13, God is 13. The perfect position. Everything lines up, even with the numbers when we see it. But being hidden in plain sight, the number behind the words now that we're now breaking down, decoding. So we, that truth that is being revealed, will totally help us become free, as we constantly say. It's the truth. That's what we're going to get paid with. Paid is 13. We will get paid by the truth, truth being 31, that we speak. Because as we speak, we're processing and everything is being put in motion. And as it said, we are speaking it into existence. We are truly manifesting. Even if we're speaking things that have been previously taught as a lie, but if we continuously speak the lie, it continues to live. It's like we kill everything when we don't give it energy. When we give it negative energy, it draws from that. But when we take that energy away and replace it with positive, that's what basically goes out and it returns. What comes around goes around. That spiral. That 23 call the circle. Circle of life. So I won't use the word must come to grip, but those of us who hear and see are already using everything that is being given to see farther. See, because I use everything that everybody gives me. If it's useful. Rephrase, not everything, because a lot of people give you is not useful. It's a lot of their garbage, a lot of trash, a lot of unnecessary stuff that, again, understanding the nature of people and the education or miseducation that we got, a lot of us still don't know how to communicate directly. Direct comments, statements, questions, to the point. We have a lot on our minds, as they say, a lot on our plate, but we have to stay focused, because the more that we're all over the place, the better it is for those who are in what they think as control.
Brother Eddie.
Yes.
I have a question, and we have several people that have questions as well. But
okay.
My question is, there's a lot of revolutions that appear to be going on at this time. Now, can you be in more than one revolution?
Yes, depending on the person. Because like I said, we can call it all type of variations of revolution, but again, the consensus is that we're all in the same revolution of spirituality.
Yes.
See, because other people might call it one thing and they have to fight physically, you know, for their lives more than we have mm-hmm. to. But at the
right.
end of the day, the revolution is still spiritual. And that spiritual revolution is no more than the truth, because those people who are in their revolution, aren't they fighting for their truth?
Yes,
they're opposing
yes, they
those
are.
Who are putting things upon them that aren't righteous.
Yes.
Righteous. And righteousness is for who will
okay.
inherit the earth, the meek and the righteous. Meek is
mm-hmm.
14, family. And righteousness
yeah.
and righteous is four. That four and five again, as above, so below. God and Christ, metaphysically, we can keep saying all these different, but it's the same numbers that we will start to see throughout history in different stories throughout the Bible that keep recycling. So what is that telling us once we start to see this? We won't continue to see it the same way, because
yeah,
even that
true.
Recognition would make us think something's up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. See, that's just the common sense in all of us. That's the curiosity. That's why curiosity killed that damn cat. But curiosity is 41. That's the five. And the cat represents your mind. So when your mind is curious, baby, it ain't going to kill you. Somebody else is killing your thought by telling you the nonsense. It killed the cat. Stop the mad. Stop it. A cat is going to be curious until the day those nine so-called lives are gone.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of the cat. That's the nature of our mind. See, for me, that's what it represents. We, when they give us that, we go off into images of cat and this, that, and no. No. It's the number, baby. And again, I'm just giving it my way when I see the numbers behind these words. But again, the five is called sense. It's got to make sense. See? And when it makes sense, this is what people agree with the sense it makes. They don't agree with me. That's why I agree it's 23. It's the five. That's what
yes.
I love about all of us. See?
Yeah, we're
so when we
constantly on the five, we constantly see the five.
Oh yeah, that's the atmosphere we're in. Atmosphere is 41. See,
back
that's
on
the
five.
Yeah. See, I don't care what current is 32. The wind is 14. All of this is the five that we're in. See, but
yeah.
we none of these words that come out of our mouths, we don't know the numbers to. But like I said, this is just my part. That will catch on. My dream, see? I'm building my dream. Because
yeah.
like I said, my dream has already told me this is for the future. This is for our children. As we say,
yes,
the children of God. Our children being 31 and God is 13. I know.
Yeah.
Even we, the grown folks or mature, are still children of the Most High. Still the 31.
Yeah.
So again, we said we got family members on that want to chime in. Please bring them in.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take y'all in order. On the first one, area code 336.
Is this sister Paris? Ha hoo!
Okay, we're waiting for it to come. It's this sister Paris. I'm trying to get you in. It's not her. It's the
It's the board?
The thing is, like, it's on browsing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, let me go to the next one. Sister Paris, as soon as it opens, we'll be right with you. Area code 773, let's hope yours isn't doing the same. It's just browsing. Okay.
This is something new. Hey. The family must have something real good to say if they want to browse.
Yeah, just browsing. That's crazy.
Can you reboot
right,
it or something?
I'm gonna try this way. Sister Paris, I'm gonna call you in through the studio and see if I can't get you in that way. Because I don't know why. It's not opening up your line. I mean, because both yours and 773 is just not cooperating.
No, I was asking, can you reboot it, turn it? No, because I was going to ask you to play music, and that means you would have to turn the whole system off and everything would cut off, and ain't no telling if you would get it back up again.
Oh, shoot, I didn't even think about that, but I'm trying to call her. All right, shut this down. So, Sister Paris, I believe it'll come up as a New York number, but you know it's me. And 773, if memory serves me correctly, that's Derek. And, Derek, I'll get to you, too, if you're 773. But whoever 773 is, I'm calling you from the studio. And I hope that it's going to go through. I don't know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, I think that is 773 is Brother Derek. 7738.
Okay, well, it looks like it's not going through on here. Okay, it's not even going through that I can call in through the studio. Let me try it again. Still browsing. All right, let me, Sister Paris, I'm going to call you from my phone because I already have your number, so I can do it that way.
It's the first time for everything, as they say.
Yeah, well, wow.
Yeah, because, I can't remember this happening on in our class. with this particular problem. We've had other problems, but not this one.
Lynette?
Yeah, this Sister Parrish?
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay. You're still just browsing, just turning in circles. You and Brother Derek. And Brother Derek, I will get with you in a few moments. Eddie, now that you want to get him on your line. I'm sorry, Sister Parrish. Forgive me.
Oh, no. It's all good. It was too much of that cake, and it messed with your
and soup. I didn't take it yet. I still have not made my cake. It's been months that I keep saying I'm going to make that cake. I still haven't done it yet. My neighbor even called me, but that's enough of that. But she called me for that cake, too.
Oh, my God. Brother Harris, Brother Eddie Harris, and happy belated Earth Day. I didn't get a chance to tell you, it's just been crazy, but expect the unexpected this year, Sister Antoinette. And Brother Harris, what's this energy date? What is the energy number for today?
Today is a number 8. So today's number is discussion, it's family, it's the thinking, it's the talking that we're doing. For you, real quick, this energy of your awareness of what happened to you the other night with the grasshopper that jumped on the lamp. Where, as I mentioned earlier, that we're 70% water. And the 7 also represents memory and consciousness, echo, awareness. The lamp is 7. So it represented the consciousness, the awareness, the echo, the memory. The grasshopper is 49. That's the 4. That's the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the intervention. That's the God. That's what's happening in the understanding that you're going through. That's the intervention of the divine. The lamp 7 represents the divine 7. So it was a divine message. The grasshopper 449 means message. Message is 31. So there's a message to what the grasshopper is trying to relate to you. And you are aware of what was happening, just not being able to put the numbers to the other words that the grasshopper and the lamp represented.
Wow. And my life path is a 7 as well, you know. So that's deep. And my grasshopper went in the kitchen and stayed there at that near the window where my camping gear is all lined up for the next session that is coming. And he crossed over right there at my camping gear. And so, Brother Harris, I'm wondering, what could that mean? He wouldn't move. He would hop if I kind of, you know, touched him. And then I say, I'm going to leave you alone. You just chill as long as you want to. And then he just left there right by my camping gear. He crossed over. And I'm like, I wonder what that means. So I took him and put him in the window, you know, so his spirit can be looking out, you know. I wonder what that meant. But anyway, thank us. And Sister Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
Your show last night, it would not play on my phone, but my caregiver, Fernando, switched it over to the little eye thingy, and I heard the whole thing. I had to keep going, and about 8 times it would not play on my phone. But oh, my God, that was the bomb. Oh, my God. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page after tonight. But get the brother in. That's all I wanted to say. I'm listening. And thank us
Thank you, Sister Paris. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to take you off my line so I can call.
I know.
Derek. I hope it's okay with him that I called.
No. It's all good, Sister. I love us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank us. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Woo.
Okay, Brother Eddie. You think it's okay to call Brother Derek?
Yeah.
Okay. I have you in. Brother Derek is with us now.
All right,
greetings.
Brother D, how's it going?
Hey, it's
I'm sorry I had to call you this way.
You ain't got to apologize. I'm laughing to myself because we were on Bev's show the other night talking about stalkers. I said, well, as long as ain't nobody stalking me. Oh, it's all good. I'm going to make, since we're having technical difficulty, you know, I don't know, it's raining here. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I know we've been having all types of crazy weather and everything. That might have been interfering with the internet or what have you, but I'm going to make
this. We're saying we're having rain coming, so.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to make this real quick. Now, I'm going to start backwards, Brother Eddie. I just jot some words down with the numbers, so, but just bear with me. It's kind of like a little puzzle I'm trying to put together here. So you mentioned the phrase must come to grips. Now, by number, that's 66, which equals 66,
three.
That's 12. That's a 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned sacrifice. That's the 39, which equals 12.
Three.
That's a 3. And that 3, bruh, I've been telling you, that as far as me, I'm really going into this new year. For some reason, that's really – I've been seeing it, and I've been really resonating with it because I know it's mine, but it's some other things going on with that number, too. So you also mentioned change. That's a 23. That's a 5. Now, the word coronavirus, 41, that equals a 5. Yes. So my thing is this coronavirus, some people want to call it a great reset or what have you, but see, the coronavirus, to me, from what I'm seeing, is the key. Well, what is the key to? It's key to change. And when I'm talking about the change starts in your brain, your mind. Once that is started, then you can start the process of changing your consciousness. Some people say consciousness. Some people say awareness. Then after that's initiated, then your thought patterns start to change. And then after that's initiated, then that trickles down to your behavior. That's all it is. And it's not like something, an outside influence that can do it. This is something you have to initiate. That goes back to the word sacrifice. What are you willing to give up to initiate the change?
Wow.
You know?
Remember earlier,
not saying everybody's going to do it, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I had mentioned that discipline takes sacrifice. Discipline is also 39-3. Sacrifice is 39-3. See?
Yeah.
So the sacrifice is the discipline that you have to undertake. Whatever discipline that you know that you have to do to get whatever you need to get done, that takes sacrifice. That's what we got to sacrifice. We got to discipline ourselves to stay focused. And some people just ain't got that discipline, and they don't want to sacrifice shit.
Right.
See, so yes. Go ahead, my brother.
That's key. But like I said, at the same time, like we can't get caught up. Get caught up with somebody is going to do or not going to do. Because I know for me, you know, last year, year before that, I was doing a lot of that, and it was draining my energy. Can't do that anymore. Because in the end, I'm going to end up messing myself up. I can't do it. Can't do it, bro.
That's why energy is 25-7 and drain is 16-7, baby. It's a 7.
Wow.
Don't let nobody drain your energy. see.
Right.
We on the seven panel. So, yes. Yes, and that five, which was given to us as the coronavirus, that I say it was no more than the flu. Flu is 14, coronavirus is 41, it's the five. And they introduced the vaccine 23, which is the five. And the change being 23, if you take that vaccine, we know that they're giving you a vaccine that's called the mRNA. Well, the M is for messenger. Messenger is 41, the five.
Yeah.
See, that's the change that they're trying to change within us because, again, they call what they can't figure out in us junk DNA. Well, junk is 14 to 5. It ain't no junk. It's a code in us that they will never be able to figure out. It's only for us. And that's the change that we're going through that they're trying to interfere with this vaccine, this venom 14 to 5, that they're trying to inject in everybody's arm. So, yes, it gives you, they say, blood clots. Clot is 14, and the brain, 14. Come on, family.
Right.
The five is important.
Brother Derek and Trista Parrish, your line's opened up now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and hang up and then call on back in.
You don't have to hang up. Just when you click over, you'll be on the line.
Oh, okay. Okay then.
I appreciate both you and Sister Paris. It went through now. Okay, and we have another caller. Okay, I'm gonna take the next caller. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you complete, Brother?
No. I'm done. I'm fine. Yeah, go ahead and take your next call. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Area code 404.
Hey, Dry Bones on the line. Dry Bones in.
No, Dry Bones isn't on the line. This is Antoinette from Brother Wesley.
What up, fam? All I say is, I grew up in South Florida, man. The Jamaicans tell me what was going on. They were saying, what's up with blood clot? They shot y'all up with the blood clot. And the Jamaicans say that a long time ago, man. So I both know that. If he listen.
Oh, yeah, man.
This shit funny.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I grew up down there in Florida. That's what they talk about, man. Black in the day, man. This shit funny as hell, man. And I sent y'all the thing where over in Switzerland, not Davos, Switzerland, where they confronted all the fuckers over there, man. They confronted that dude that that's for Pfizer. They walking down the street asking the questions, man. I wish I'd have been. I beat his ass and shoot him up with their own thing, man. They was cool, man. But it's funny, man. This whole thing is funny to me. I just laugh, sit back and laugh at the whole show. Because they coming up next going to be this phony baloney damn climate change, man. That's going to be the next thing they coming up with, man. So I'm just letting y'all know what's coming up next. That phony baloney climate change. They trying to lock us down.
Yeah, I've heard that too, Brother Wesley. That was going to be the next thing they were going to push was the climate change.
And we had a whole bunch of tornadoes last week, man. All the fools that put them Christmas trees up in their house, with God say don't do it, they got the real trees get kicked in their house, man. Okay, all the way from Selma, Alabama, all the way to here. A whole bunch of tornadoes. Even my niece, a tree fell in her house, man. All the fools put them trees up Christmas time, man. God ain't playing. Y'all want a tree in your house? God tell you. I'm telling y'all, this ain't no joke, man. Like Derek said, this ain't no joke. God is not playing. He will not be mocked, man. That's why all these stars and all these idols that people worship, they ass took them shots. They coming down, man. God is not playing, man. So that's all I can say, man. I'm through with it. I'm just trying to get right with God, man. I ain't doing it. I'm just chilling, bro. Doing them Ten Commandments, laws, statutes, and them Ten Commandments. That's all I'm doing, man. I done quit running around chasing all these them tails. Y'all just tails. I'm quit all that, man. I'm just chilling, man. Anyway, I'm chilling, man. I'll let y'all talk. I love y'all, man.
Love you too, brother. And that's just part of the revolution, you know. You see your part that way, and that's it. It's still all the same thing when we are mentioning those same numbers using different words. And at times it's the words that keep us at odds. See, and every time I hear my family, you know, getting in a heated debate and they're saying the same thing by number, using different words and don't see what they're saying that brings them together. And it's the confusion of the occult word of English that purposely keeps us divided, you know. But
yeah, I want to add something real quick, man. I want to be quiet, man. It's antenna, man. That's what the damn Washington Monument is and all these antennas, man. I'm going to tell y'all how to figure it out. Figure out your frequency, okay? To figure out your sound frequency, that's what's the sound? The sound is 186,000 miles hour, something like that. So you divide whatever your height is into 186,000. That'll give you your sound number. Then you want your light number. Is your height divided into what speed of light? 250,000 miles an hour. So you divide your height into the speed of light. That'll tell you your light number. And also with the speed of thought, that's 224 billion miles a second. So divide your height. That'll tell you your number. Everybody got numbers. So these fools have got everybody's number now, and that's how they can hit you. Whatever your number is, they can hit you with some sound shit in your head. Or once they find whatever your number is, dial that up on the frequency, then they bust you in the head with that bop gun. You start hearing all crazy shit. Then whatever your light number is, they bust you upside the head with light and shit. You start hallucinating, seeing all kind of shit, and then they hit you with that thought number. And whatever your number is, they got it in the computer, man. So all they got to do is dial that number up, your frequency, boom, bust you, hit you with that bob gun. All right, there it is. That's all I got to say, man, some numbers there.
Wow.
I love it, Brother Wes. I love it. I love it. Hope the family took some notes on what you just said, because that laid out a lot real quick, real short.
Yes, it did. Wow.
So, thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, my.
So do we have any other family members?
No.
And Brother D, if you're still listening, happy
your
Earth Day to your moms. I know that this is your mom's actual Earth Day. So, again,
yes.
Big ups to her being a Capricorn also.
Yes, happy birthday to your mother. And Sister Parrish and all of y'all's minds are open. And if anybody else has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, it looks like we'll be able to get you in now. So hopefully, while it's still good, you'll be able to get in. And we hope that this does not happen again. Okay, Brother Eddie. You mind if we take a song break for a moment?
Yeah, go ahead and take a song break.
Okay, here we go, y'all.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our home. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song she's your African queen, and on the next one she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Okay, that was Gil Scott-Heron's message to the messenger. Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am here. Yes, I am here.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I didn't lose myself. Okay. Now, I don't know where y'all are, but here in Delaware and in Pennsylvania, because I get Philadelphia news with my news, it's been a high rise of gun crime. And I know that some of it is probably exaggerated. Well, I don't know how you can say exaggerated, forgive me. But I don't know what's going on with young people with these guns. We had on the news this morning, a 2-year-old had a gun in the hallway, and he put the gun up to his head. Now, I believe
yes,
the father was arrested, and he should have been arrested. But what is going on? I don't have a problem with people having guns, but I do have a problem when you're irresponsible with the gun. and these teenagers getting a hold of these guns. So, I don't know, does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, some dude in Alabama, a basketball player, he was out trying to get his sister's phone number. She wouldn't give him his phone number. She said she didn't want to have nothing to do with it. What he did, he pulled out a gun and started busting, shot the girl, man. So she couldn't get her phone number, man.
To say about all of these guns, this uprising of, and I don't even know if it's an uprising, just that now they're just pushing it more in your face. I don't know exactly what to say about that.
Well, two real quick, just using the analogy of what Brother West mentioned about using sound, using thought and light with different people's numbers. As we've been saying for some time now, we know they're doing this to our children. They're using these sound waves and frequencies on our children when we constantly see the chaos. We know that this is the shift that we're in, and it's called order out of chaos. We know the order, we see the chaos, and it's up to us that's in order to display and speak the order to the chaos. So again, with these weapons of technology, be it the phone, cell phone, be it the television, iPads, whatever technology, whatever devices are being used on our children, again, gun is 14. That's the five.
Yeah.
Computer is 32. That's the five. Phones, plural phones, are 23. That's the five. They're using this technology. And it's, as we say, these are rituals. Rituals are 32 to 5 being used by these devices. They're activated on a particular frequency or wave that are affecting the children. And guns are very easy to come by. Because, again, they're distributed in certain neighborhoods for things like this that have been initiated by these devices with now these weapons of destruction in children's hand, totality of adolescents. No five training, home training. Nothing from the home. Parents, it's apparent that parents don't know how to be parents.
Yeah.
A lot of parents don't. We constantly say, speak it into existence, babies raising babies. Now we see it. We were seeing it, and now it has increased. So these children are seeing things that we didn't see until we were pre-adults, young adults.
Yeah.
If anything, we had to fantasize about things. There's nothing left to the imagination anymore. So now the children basically replay what they've seen in one variation or another. So a lot of this is dealing with the ills of our government, which is basically, as they say, the trickle-down effect to what? The people. If the shit started at the top, well, it's going to fall down to the bottom. And we're seeing what's happening in this bottom feces of craziness. And again, it all starts from the five call home. If the parents aren't the example, because they are regardless, if they're not being the example, they are a lack of that example. And again, what a child needs, if that child does not get what they need at home, they're going to find it outside of the home. Be it love, be it affection, whatever they need that they're not getting, they will seek it elsewhere. That's where the wrong bunch falls in. Gangs, thugs, the wrong group of people. But however it is that's being given, it's what they are missing in their homes from their parents, their mothers and fathers. So that's what's known as environmental. People, again, it's not everybody that starts to mimic their environment. Other people use it as a tool to get out what not to do. But more people fall into, this is the easy way out. I don't want any confrontation. I don't want to fight nobody. I don't want. So, again, it's a concerted effort that we're all undertaking. We all have a part. And the beauty of it is everybody is now getting more in tune with their part. They're seeing their part in others who are bringing things that they were missing along their journey that now enhances what they already know. That's all the information that we should supply, useful information that helps one another along their journey. It's no telling how long we will be in each other's present, each other's life.
Yeah, that's true.
For a particular reason, a particular season, or to stay or go.
Yeah.
But while we're in the present, get what it is we're supposed to receive from one another. It makes us stronger.
Yes, it does. Brother Eddie, we have a caller.
Okay.
Erico 708.
Yes.
Hello, Erico 708.
Hey, how you doing? It's Wendy.
Oh,
hello,
greetings.
Wendy.
How you doing, Wendy? Wendy.
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing, Dr. Z? How you doing, Miss Antoinette? I'm happy to hear you doing well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's good to hear your voice.
Yes. I've been listening in when I can. I was listening to when y'all said about a 2-year-old shot himself. I didn't hear it because
He didn't shoot himself.
He didn't? Okay. So that's kind of hard.
No, he had the gun to hit, and Lord, no, I couldn't have took that. They showed him on the news with the gun up to his head, and then he pointed it at the door, and I guess that was where his father was hiding behind the door.
Oh, the father shot the 2-year-old?
No. The 2-year-old was playing with the gun.
Oh, okay.
So
and he shot his
on
father.
The news where the, no, he didn't shoot anybody.
They he just
the
had
father
a gun.
Because they arrested the father because the 2-year-old had the gun.
Oh, okay. So it was on camera that the baby had the
correct
gun and was playing with the gun.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. No. Thank God he didn't shoot anybody. Lord.
Okay.
No. It's just when they showed that the baby put the gun up to his head, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, that's dangerous. And I would think that a gun would be too heavy for a 2-year-old to hold with one hand anyway, though. Unless it's a small gun. But, yeah, it's just, it's sick. I avoid the news because I don't want that in my frequency. But I was listening to what y'all was talking about with frequency. And I'm always thinking about, like, right now we are in a time of a great reset. Mother Nature resetting right now. Like, a lot of stuff is just, it's, to me, it's just the re-edition of the biblical times. It's no different. Even though we out here right now trying to witness to people about information that we're receiving because we're getting downloads and we're trying to help everyone else wake up and come into it, it's no different than everybody that reject the same messengers back in the day. They reject Jesus. They reject Yahshua. They reject whoever. Whoever came trying to help those healing and get together, they reject that information.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those people were crucified. So I was listening to another lady online that was talking about how we are, a lot of us, I know I'm into this, I've been shaving people off left and right. I don't care. Like, if it's not for me, I don't want that in my frequency. I don't want that around me. I cut you off and go be in my peace because I want to be in a higher dimension anyway. And I don't want to be stuck in 3D with people who don't even see what's going on in front of them. Like, I've been seeing signs in the sky with red moon, different planets, and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, y'all don't see that? And that's when it was, that's when I knew, like, if they can't see it, it's not for them to see it. Therefore, I shouldn't even be around these people because that's not the like-minded that I want to be around. If we're not able to witness the same things that's really standing in front of us. And I'm not saying everybody's going to have the same gifts, because I do understand we all have different gifts. But when it's plain right there in your face and they still don't see it, that's the easy thing for me to be like, oh, okay, I get it. You don't see it because it's not for you to see it. And it's really for me to witness how you take certain information that I give to you. So to keep arguments down, I've just been able to shave it away. And I've been blessed to be around like-minded people who I can learn from, gain from, and keep my frequency up. Because it's really draining right now, even with family and friends. Like, even our family got to shave some of our family off because they negative and stuck in certain places. But because I don't want to be in that low frequency and I want to vibe high and I want to, what I call a rapture, I want to reach the rapture. Because there's so much good going on right now that it'd be crazy for me to keep talking about all this negative stuff that's going on. I met a lot of bright people, especially young people, who aren't caught up into all the crazy things that a lot of these other young people doing. And it's mostly because they stopped listening to certain music. A lot of them stopped eating meat. I mean, there's so many young people that I met that's vegetarians. I'm like, dang, y'all doing better than me. I'm still trying to cut chicken out of my life. And I'm learning, like, wow, like, they really elevating it. They know how to use their telekinesis. Like, they showing me how to use my chi. I'm like, this is great. This is where I want to be. I want to be with the like-minded people who know we got superpowers and we can use them. But you got to get away from a lot of people that's in a low vibration. You're not going to be able to go up and catch up into this rapture if you keep staying in this low level. That's what I've been learning. And I've been loving it.
Oh, well, that's good. That's wow.
That's beautiful, Wendy.
Yeah,
Wendy.
That's right.
And I always like to reiterate, this is one of my students here in Chicago, family, Wendy. And again, loving that seven that she's throwing out, because, again, we're in that year of the seven. And as she said, we all have a gift, 25/7. And even her family members are draining her. Drain is seven of her energy. Energy is seven.
Yeah.
And if people can't see a seven, what she witnessed, witnessing seven, and they can't recognize a seven, it's not for them to see.
Yeah.
So yes, family. It's
hey,
a beautiful
thing. I got some more comments for you, Ed. It's
okay.
I found out it's 237 million people over here that took that jab. So with this spike protein, you hang around people. So that means 2 out of 3 people that took that jab. So you doing the right thing, man. Stay away from these fools, man. That snake venom is jumping from poke to poke to poke, man.
Yes,
like
yes,
that movie,
is.
Man. So I'm just staying away. If I see 3 people, and I have 2 of them that already took the jab, so one of them is going to catch it too by that spike protein. So you're doing the right thing, man. You got to have that pure blood to make it through. Because these people got this snake bill. They're acting like snakes, man.
It's more so they open vessels.
Where to put it.
Even if they don't have the shot, even if they don't have the shot, you are open vessel if you're not even training your mind. So you don't even have to have the shot for these entities to be able to jump in and out of you. You ain't have to have, a lot of people ain't have to have a shot to be possessed before this shot came. This is just open season on open vessels.
Not to cut y'all, but the point I'm trying to make, this shit got that spike protein that's jumping. When they breathe, this shit aerosolized, man. If they breathe on your ass, you might want to say you took it, man. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's sad, but it's true.
That's the fear tactic as well, though, because
I'm just saying, I still got to go
to the store. I still got to go outside, you know, to live my life. And I don't particularly like being around people anyway, so that 6 feet stuff I'm an introvert. But I understand what you're saying, as well as if you breathing it out, you can catch it. It's like a bad cold, you know, like that. And I treat it as such because, for one, I felt like I never got the shot, flu shot, none of that, because you are supposed to let your natural immune system do its work. So anybody that went and got the jab, they don't even believe in their natural immune system. They believe in whatever the TB tell them to do. Because not one time they offer diabetics free insulin. Not one time they offer AIDS patients free whatever they was giving people that got AIDS or HIV. They didn't offer these people what they offered them, all these bribes. If you went and got this 19. We'll give your kids a video game, children falling out while they playing sports. Sports players falling out while they playing sports. Like all this, the corruption that happened with this vaccine. And to me, the people that really went and got it injected, it changed their way of thinking. I'm like, it's nothing but a parasite. Parasites hit your nerves and then you possess. A parasite is a possession. That's how I look at it. So whether they breathe it out or not, it's more so the people who taking it in. Because if you're a strong enough vessel, you can fight that cold, you can fight that flu, you can fight that parasite. You just got to believe in yourself and train your immune system. That's why it's good to go outside, hug a tree, get some sunlight, exercise, drink more water, these type of things. Things that we know we need to do anyway. Don't no doctor got to tell you. You know what I'm saying? The natural things you should be doing to take care of yourself, because your doctor's trying to get paid anyway. So if you come to your doctor with something, they're going to tell you, like, oh, that list. Oh, you got this and that. If they give you this shot, that's $50,000 I'm going to get. All right, let me give you this shot, and it's going to make everything better, just so they can keep collecting that 50 stacks off of you.
My doctor
caught COVID. Business.
My doctor caught COVID. He took the shot and he still caught the shit. Calling me on
exactly,
my teller. Because
it's in his system.
I ain't what you feel. I'm just like data. I'm like data. I ain't got no fear, no emotion. I'm like that dude on Star Trek. Data, information, no fear.
Yeah. Because the data
right
there in your face.
Excuse me, Sister Wendy. I want to ask Brother Derek, what was happening with that Brother Damon Hamlin? What was you saying about him?
A football player.
Yeah.
Brother Jay Strop.
Oh, wow.
Man, I tell you what's up, man. It's the Sibs, man. That dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
Eddie, what he... We've been around long enough. This is the only time they ever stopped the game, man. Okay, it's a dude died in 1971. Chicago against Detroit Lions. A black dude named Chuck Hughes walked back to the huddle, fell out dead. What'd they do? The wagon come and scooped him up, and they kept on playing, man. So this wasn't no silence, man.
Yeah. So they stopped the whole game. I'm like, they stopped the whole game? Oh, really? And they don't usually do that. That's why I don't watch the sports. But I said that person probably dead, and they finna replace him with a clone. That's just my
conclusion. No, like, and I was asking Brother Derek before he dropped. He was saying that he's back in the facility of the Bills. So he's out of the hospital back in.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted him to clarify, because if so, yes, that's definitely a psyop. You know, because again, his number
is crazy.
Just talked about three being sacrificed. You know, so they used him, three, as a sacrifice. And two, all of a sudden, you notice that whatever he's got going that he's dealing with as far as getting money for whatever special whatever, as soon as this happened, it went from like 35,000 to 5 million, 7 million, you know. So, again, I'm following
the
money
trail
there. It was
for the ambulance company, right? Wasn't it for the ambulance company or the hospital they were promoting?
I don't know what it was that he was promoting and getting money for. I don't know if it was for children or what. But it wasn't even $100,000 until this incident happened. And it jumped like overnight to $5,000. But like I said, he was a sacrifice for, again, for the public to see. Again, public 21-3, sacrifice 39-3. And his number, jersey number, is 3.
His parents wore 33, though. His mother sat on one side. His father sat on another side. They had on jerseys that said 33, and he had 3 in them, and he was the one with the 3 in the middle. So why would they even have on 33, and that's not their son number?
Well, for
some
reason, somebody's got some background.
His number was 31.
His number was 31.
But somebody pointed.
Okay.
Somebody pointed out that the only person that was standing up while the whole team was kneeling was somebody with the jersey 33. Now that's interesting that you said both of his parents was in 33, and the only person that didn't kneel was wearing 33, and their son
was
wearing
33. Yeah, that dude's name was Neil. Hey, Eddie, his name was Neil.
Yeah, Neil, right,
his name was Neil.
Right. So Neil did kneel, 33, and his parents is wearing 33?
Yeah, that's the pitch I saw. The supposed that was in the hospital.
Saying, I didn't see anything, but I'm just connecting the dots real quick. When you said that, I'm like, wow, look at this. See? And when you add 33 and 33, 66 gives you a
66, right.
Gives you that 3.
That's 12,
yep. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, something to it. So, yeah. You know, like I said, I don't watch sports either, but when I get information from you all with different things y'all saw and y'all remember the numbers, I'm like, from what I've heard with the other numbers, I should start putting it together. I'm like, look at this. Wow. You know. So what message are they sending with these numbers and words that we don't see? Because again, it's hidden in plain sight.
I saw it on TikTok. A brother was breaking it down about the 33 and the third, 33, and he was breaking down the numbers and the players, the different people, and how they purposely took the picture to show threes standing out. And like you said, the person that was standing, and then they showed the picture when he was in the hospital bed, and his supposedly parents were sitting on each side of him with the number 33. And I just asked to myself, if that's their son, why wouldn't they be wearing their son jersey? But they were wearing 33. That's why I was like, first of all, if this boy dad on the field, I don't think those his parents. I don't think that's him. That's a clone. They were ready to replace him.
Check this out.
If you pass out, how do you come back to work?
Okay, they had another Psalms right here. Y'all know Georgia won the college football championship, right? So after they had their parade Saturday night, some number 77 now. She supposed to ride in a van with some more players and the white girl driving, and they hit a supposed to hit a tree and a telephone pole and an apartment. And I don't know if they hit that car with Vault 7, but so they say he died. So supposedly they had the white girl through the day. It was, yeah, two people died, the white girl and the player, number 77. Check that out. That's that five again, ain't it?
That's right, 7 plus 7, 14. That's that five, baby.
Yep. So that's another South they just had in Georgia this weekend, man, for the Georgia football team, man. So he probably, I don't know, it might be the sacrifice of them winning, man. This old stuff crazy.
Probably. It's crazy. It's sad. It's, man, that's what happened to Cash from that.
Crazy. Every time you mention
sacrifice is going crazy.
Georgia makes me think of Georgia Guidestones, and that's off Interstate 77. And 77 is that 5, and Georgia is 32, which is a 5. And even when you add Georgia Guidestones, come to 68, which is a 5, you know. So, yeah, it's hey. Anytime I hear something about Georgia, I'm like, that's that 5. Let me see what's happening. So, yeah. Man, I got 5 on it, fam.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, I want to thank you, man. 2 weeks ago, some numbers you said, I just went and bought a lottery ticket, and 3 of them numbers was on the lottery ticket, man. Some numbers you said, so you slow down. So I can write this shit down. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Look, I gave my daughter numbers to play for me for the Mega Million. And she didn't play it.
Wow.
And, you know, four
don't
of the numbers came
out.
Four of
what?
Them.
What? I know you got to
get the bill. And that's why you should have got the bill.
You sliced her up with that tongue. Y'all women got that tongue. I know you sliced and diced her ass. You got to get stitches.
Boy,
did you cut her up?
I
know y'all black women got that tongue, man. Y'all black women got that tongue. I know you sliced her up.
Well,
now, she sliced herself up when she looked at that paper and said, wait a minute, them numbers came out almost exactly. You missed our beat.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, girl.
Dang, 4 numbers came out. That's at least, what, 200,000, right?
No, it would have been 10.
It would have been 10,000.
But when
oh,
I looked it up, it would have been 10,000. And I was like, oh, shoot, like I couldn't have used it.
Okay, yeah, we can use all of that.
Well,
I know,
you're blessed
you
coming, all
Sam, but you know,
blessed.
I'm going to need them numbers.
you're blessed you're coming, man. All of us going to be blessed, man, just to get through
that's
this
right.
year. With all these people
hey.
Dropping like flies, it'll be a blessing.
Now, let me put this out there, because the next time we're going to do this collectively, but it just so happened that we didn't have any of the shows. Our show, we were on other shows during the time that they were going through these mega winnings. Now, what I wanted us to do when that was happening, I wanted us to go through a meditation of collectively thinking whomever is playing the lotto, that our thoughts would be collective on that particular individual who was right-minded, right-hearted, that would actually help the people with those winnings, regardless of who it was. But the thought of that person being true and pure to what we're talking about as a whole would be the one that we concentrated on that would hit that lotto. I think if we did that, collectively in truth and love with the power that we have, since we're always meditating, hey, let's meditate on something that, hey, we ain't paid nothing for but a ticket. Can't nobody say I did this. No, it's the collective thinking of what that individual among all of us, because we all feel we got the right heart, but we all collective thinking on that individual who's truly going to do the right thing with that winning, that's where that's going to go. And see what we do with that power. Collectively.
Yeah, I think that's
truly
good.
Meditating. See? I feel that we
it's George coming up tonight.
Well, like I said,
7 o'clock in 7 minutes, the Powerball worth about $400 million. But I got a ticket, so if I win, I come to y'all personally and break y'all off first. Everybody
like I said, we just said, yeah, we already know that. I'm mentioning this because I already feel that the people on this line are in that state of mind. You know, hearing all of these things that we're all trying to do collectively, Brother Ray, trying to get the grassroots assembly, dealing with the drum line. We got other people who are trying to get things off the ground. You know, whatever it is, now we have the tool, because that's all we're missing. And the tool is no more than the money.
Yeah,
the money.
That's right.
So all we need is that. And with that, that is one, we could use it to do everything that we've been talking about, start school, start this, start whatever we need to basically have an economic base.
Yeah.
See? So with that in mind, and that force that we really have, that we can manifest, these are the things that we should be doing collectively when things like this come about. Because it's all talked about, oh, man, it ain't nothing but five. You damn right it's on five. Because what? It's all about luck. Well, guess what? Luck is 14, family. It ain't no damn luck. It's the five, y'all. It's the five. They done got your trick with a word called luck. We on the five, damn it. We see it.
Let me say this, please, before, then you can tell me if you want to continue. But don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday, y'all, for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Brother Ray for the drumming at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we are drumming to divine intervention for what this wickedness that's going on, but we're drumming for divine intervention. So I'm asking y'all to please drum. I believe it's for an hour or two, but you can drum as long as you want. And, then we're doing it collectively. That's worldwide. But, at any time, you can drum on your own for divine intervention for the things that are going on. If you have a group that y'all are, then y'all can pick a time or something where y'all come together and also continue with, to keep this going. Because we want to keep it going because the drum call is working and it is spreading. So we want to, we want to continue to do our part.
I'm with it. And that's on Sundays, you said, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
At 10 a.m. is Dry Bones for the Helios Delios. That's when he has his show. And 3 p.m. is when, wherever you're at, you're at your home, drum. If you don't have a drum, then I drum on my table. But, wherever.
Yeah.
And, you drum and you're praying for divine intervention.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yes. So thank y'all. Brother Ray's been doing this for a year or two now. I think it's been 2 years now that the drum call has been going out. And, as I said, it's going all over. It's in Africa now. I want to say it right. I believe in South America. Brother Eddie, help me. I know it's in another country too.
Brazil, it's all over South America, and it's catching on every place. So from coast to coast, and again, the drum is 16. That's the seven. The drum is divine. Divine is 25, which is the seven.
Wow.
Intervention is four. That's that 70% water. That water and memory, the drum of the divine intervention is the water of memory that is being permeated in the air, in the wind,
mm-hmm.
as we beat. It's carried on the frequencies. So again, it's the different tones and notes that resonate from the skin of the drum. And it's the skin that we're in because it's the skin on our hands that are beating the skin on the drum
mm-hmm.
that creates that particular sound that reverberates back to the hand resonating through our body, through the whole temple. So it's a connection right there just by that hand or skin to skin, give me five, that is being played, being touched, that creates the frequency of communication by telepathy within the wind. So family, yes, that's a beautiful thing. And it all started with a dream.
Yes, that's exactly 16. What I was going to say.
Oh, wait a minute.
Dream.
We have the man up. We have the man. We have the man. Take this. Brother Ray, hello. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Listen, I'm sorry. I've been listening, and I appreciate you guys so much. I've been listening. I just didn't want to talk too much. But, you know, you all are so, you're doing it. You all are doing it. We're getting this word out. And as far as that drum call is concerned, it was you all that made this thing happen. And the people are drumming all over the planet. And they called in to me this morning from Cote d'Ivoire. I asked them to call to you tonight. I don't know if they could. The timing is so different. But it is happening. And, Brother Eddie, the numbers, man, is so important. And I'm so glad that you're teaching. As we need to know these things. We need to know that we have the power to do anything we choose to do, and we do not have to follow them. We have our own way for everything.
Yes.
And I'm just so glad that you're doing that and showing us, because I didn't know anything about these numbers. You know, as a matter of fact, I talked to Antoinette about it. I can't keep up with these numbers. But you did such an excellent job, and if the people will follow and listen and learn, it'll make us even more powerful than we are. Because we'll understand, you know, how the universe works in our behalf, and all these things they're doing to us, all these shots and dropping dead everywhere, and they're not reporting it, they're not telling the
mm-hmm.
people. So it's good that we are reporting to our people through this modem. Brother West is on target. General West, I say, is on target, and he brings the right info in, so that we will understand what it is. And we're getting there. We're putting together the answers for our people, so that we'll know that we have our own answers. We don't have to follow their laws, the laws
exactly.
that they put in place to control us. We have our own laws, and
mm-hmm.
it's a divine law that we have, and we're going to teach our people to follow that law and to stand together. All roads lead home. Everybody's got an input, if got one, and we need to understand that that's how we do this. And Antoinette, I just so appreciative of you for doing this show and trying to bring us together. And this is the way, and I appreciate you guys, all of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, we appreciate you, Brother Russ. We truly do.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes, yes Brother
ma'am.
Ray, thank you. Thank us.
I will go ahead, Sister Paris.
Sister Antoinette, that
yes.
show... like I said, my caregiver transferred it to the little thingy, the iPad thing. Oh,
uh-huh.
my God. That show was such the bomb. It and Brother Ray, thank you. Thank us. You beat in. You really inspired me. You and Brother Tariq. And I'm just grateful. I don't know what I can do from this chapter of my life. However, I'm going to do something. And Sister Antoinette, find some pictures that because I said to Brother Ray that my next month I'm going to go up to the UPS store or get my caregiver to go and have them to pull it off of my phone of Brother Ray and him drumming around his drum because Black History Month is coming up. And from that show last night, it encouraged me to create a vision board, Brother Ray in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like for you to send me a couple of pictures of, you know, so I can do that. You know what I'm saying, family.
Yeah,
so
well, you got Brother Ray on the line. Now, this is the time, because Brother Ray, if you can send me some pictures of you drumming.
Well, we'll do that, but I just want us to remember that all praises go to the Creator. All praises go to God, and we got to be very careful about how we, you know, we got to honor God right now and thank Him for everything.
Yes.
All that's going on, all praises go to God.
Yes.
And,
we're just the hollow bone or the hollow reed, if however you want to put it. We're just vessels, empty vessels that the Creator is using us if we choose to do what we do in a good way. And I'm grateful for you, family. Brother West, I'm grateful. I sent you something. Anyhow, I'll be quiet and just listen. Thank us.
Well, thank you, Sister Paris.
Amen.
And Brother Ray will have to work on that.
Oh, yes. I've already talked with her. I'll get her what she's asking for, but I just want everybody to understand this is not about individuals. It's about all of us coming together as God's children, and we're going to win this war. This is a war, and we're going to stand together, and we're going to be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
No question in my mind about it. And I just hope that we will, you know, heed us the warning that has been given us.
We're in a spiritual revolution.
Yes, we're not left out or locked out. We are in. They are the ones who are out, and we just have to stand together now and praise the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, man, all you got to do, Mama AZ, look here, I got what you're sitting, but you take what the Creator gives you and enjoy it. Have fun with this shit, because the devil's the one finna catch hell, not us, y'all. Okay?
Right.
So we gonna watch all this shit.
They so is.
So Mama AZ, you enjoy it. No, I'm just busting y'all in the head, man. We finna be up. We coming up, man. They falling, not us, man.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all just enjoy the show, man.
I needed that, family. I needed that chuckle. Thank
you. Right. You enjoy this shit, man. You and Brother Ray enjoy this shit, man. Y'all in the prime of y'all life, man. I'm 65, and I'm enjoying this shit, man. I ain't got nothing to complain about, man. I always take what the enemy gives me out of wall. Eddie, you know it, out of wall. You take what the enemy gives you and use it to your advantage. We got their ass, man. All right, we got them, man. They tie them up, man. They falling, not us, man. They falling and we rising.
In a hurry. Like you said, Brother Wes and Elder Ray and Mother AZ, yes. This is a spiritual war, and this spiritual, which is the revolution, is of God. It's all the four. It's God. It's the truth that we're now seeing in different ways. And yes, it's fun, y'all. When you really see it, it's fun.
Yep.
Fun is 13, family. That's God. Cool. All this I've been given is fun.
Yep.
I enjoy myself. See?
That's
enjoy
right.
is 14, which is 5. See? All this that I'm doing is the unconditional love of God in Christ. that we really don't see and what we are manifesting. It's mm-hmm. called the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See? So I'm just showing us what we're all saying and not seeing, even in that religious phrase of the second coming of Jesus Christ, that we've been saying it for how long? How long have we been talking about fixing us? How long have we been talking about
the script?
How long have we been
like
talking about
that? Says, the script
See?
Is being fulfilled, man. That's what it is. It's all
oh,
scripture,
yes.
man, in our faith.
Yes.
It's the scripture, yes. man. So it's being fulfilled. Y'all enjoy it, man.
It's all coming to pass. I'm watching it, too. I've been,
mm-hmm.
how long have I been saying Revelation? They kick me
oh,
off
yeah.
Facebook. If I kept saying Revelation, they get upset. Yeah, kick me off.
Oh, my.
But tomorrow, I ain't coming. I come back to be a tyrant anyway.
mm-hmm.
I was getting on their nerves on purpose. Take what's given and give it back. If they was bothering
That's
me,
right.
I bothered them back. I just know how to do it a little bit better. But, yeah,
All right.
it's out there.
Even Facebook changed his name to Fire.
Meta.
It's the Meta.
It's
Meta
the
is 14,
got,
which is 5. See, they know what's
going on. I got Shadowman.
They know what's going
on. I got Shadowman for Facebook, man. So it's already, yeah. I'm talking to the people I need to know. So anybody else, they catch it when they catch it. So they did me a
yeah.
favor by Shadowman and me. I appreciate it.
Me too. Oh, y'all can have that account. I don't want it. I was every time I come in there and type something, 30 days. They kept giving me 30 days till finally they completely took my account away from me. And that's when I knew, like, that's good. That's what I wanted to happen.
Doing the right thing.
Let me know I'm doing
the truth.
Something right.
The devil hates the truth, man. You tell the truth to these demons, they going to try to come at you. But damn, they tie them up, man.
That's it.
See, this is part of the revolution right now in this party line. See, this is why we in a revolution that will not be televised. We ain't on no TV. We ain't on no television. See,
I'm not an entertainer.
We're on these airwaves speaking truth. See,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we're being recorded, but again, we ain't saying nothing that they don't know. They already afraid of us. See.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't truly realized the power that we have and how to use it. That's the key, how to use what we're getting from one another. See? And the more that we come together as they try to keep us divided by 6 feet of separation and all this nonsense, see? That's the fear, again, even with the mask and no mask. Vaccine and no vaccine, we're still talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, these things of the old day Willie Lynch that's modern today. Field nigga, house nigga, separation.
Yep.
Good hair, bad hair, separation. Light skin, dark skin, separation. Mask, no mask, separation. Vaccine, non-vaccine, separation. See?
The great divide.
So again, we got to see the game that they playing. Games people play night and day. Just can't stop it. See, what we can do to make them feel blue. See, do what it is that you do and do it well. Do it good. Do it the best.
Mm-hmm.
What did your mom and daddy teach you? They didn't care what it is you did, whatever you did, be the best at it. Be the best.
That's why we got this. Game recognized game. Game recognized game. I see what they doing. I see what they doing and tell y'all what's coming next, man. They going to come with this phony baloney climate shit, man. So we ahead of them, man. We ahead of this shit, man.
They don't have no control over the climate. I mean, with all this extraterrestrial activity going on. Remember, I called you about the other day, Mr. Harris, when I was telling you that lady was speaking and she was talking about all the activity that's going on when they seeing these extraterrestrials over these volcanoes, these hurricanes, tornadoes and stuff. And I was seeing it too. I'm like, they don't have no control over that, because first of all, they being controlled. But this is a part of the revelations, is that I'm sorry, sir, I don't know your name, but like you just said, these devils are the ones that's suffering. Everybody that made these choices to be followers amongst these men and want to be like these other people, join these cults and all of this other stuff, this day damnation. So all these ones that kept going forth to what's happening now, that's why I'm enjoying it, because I was one of the people that was giving out the warning. I was called the conspiracist, this, this, and that. But I kept telling people, I'm like, yo, heroes have fallen. Hollywood, Ben fell. I knew when it fell because I watched them. I'm like, that ain't even that person no more. They out of here. Now they just being replaced by the people that idolize these people. So as long as you have an idol, you will fall with these idols. It's no different than the so-called Christians. If you read your Bible, they kept telling you not to idolize. And what happened these idols fell? The king, the whole town, the country fell with those idols. That's just what it is. So they're doing the same thing over and over again. That's why I'm like, right now I look at it as, they call it the Matrix. It's a time machine to me. It keep repeating itself because you keep making the same dumb decisions. And a lot of them don't take heed to the warning. No matter how many warnings that went forth, whether it be Jesus, Buddha, whoever, whatever religion they follow under, they all had warnings telling them the right way to go about things, and you still chose the opposite, mostly because you wanted to fit in. You wanted the fame, the riches. What is it to gain the world and lose your soul? Well, they lose it now.
Right.
They
claim right is wrong, wrong is right.
Yep.
Everything is back.
You don't have no idol. You're right on, sister. No idol, man. That's one of them Ten Commandments right there. No idol. I done seen a whole bunch of stuff. Ray did too. And I guarantee Ray didn't idolize none of them. He just rolled with them. I bet you Brother Ray didn't idolize none of them. He know more than I do. I bet you they ain't worship none of these fools. Because they can sing and dance and tell some lies and run with a football or basketball.
Exactly. What they call it, what the Romans do when they want to deter everybody, they send us some entertainment. That's what these bad people get upset with their basketball players.
Hey, Eddie, you still there?
Yeah, Brother West.
Hey, I ran into Angelo Dundee 30 years ago, man. You know Angelo Dundee, right?
Oh yeah, that's a trainer for
Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard, man. I ran to him 30 years ago, man. Talked to him. I was working in the building. He took me up to his office. They come to my office. I went up there. I said, Angelo Dundee. He said, yeah. Get what he said, Eddie? He going to tell me I'm the same size as Ali. Would I like to be in the boxing ring? He can have me in the ring. I said, you mean you going to get – I sign the paper. I get in the ring and get bust upside the head and you get paid. Right? I said, nah, man, I can't do it. What am I able to do, man? I ain't Ali or no Sugar Ray Leonard, man. He sent me out in the office, man. He was getting ready to pull out the papers for me to sign, man. I said, nah, man, I can't do it, man. You ain't going to have me looking like no damn raccoon with my eyes dotted. You get paid. No, sir, I ain't the one, man. No. Ray know that. Down there in Hollywood, Florida. So, I can't do it, man. I just be an electrician, man. I heard me got in his damn office before he start pulling out papers there and be gonna trick me inside and shit. No. I got out of there.
Yeah, you're the wise man, brother.
Very wise. That was definitely
Wendy, at the beginning I had talked about, you know, five being in the clouds right now because Air Federation stopped flights for a minute because it was too much activity in the sky. You know, clouds being 23, and we know, we talked about UFOs. UFOs is 14. And I was telling Sister Antoinette and the family that my cousin in California had just sent me a picture, a little video that she personally had taped from her apartment when she saw activity in the sky. And it's crazy to say the least, because I had to get it as large as I could on the phone, but man, the colors that emanated from the clouds at first, I was tripping because it was like rainbows kept flashing behind the clouds. Yeah, and all of a sudden the cloud opened and a light, some type of aircraft came up and started making quick moves back and forth that we know that airplanes can't do. A helicopter isn't that fast, you know, and it stopped and it went back down and the cloud like closed over it, like it opened. I'm like, look at this shit here. So I'm like, yeah, it's a lot, and people are catching these things on camera now. But
I told me some stuff several weeks ago,
and I had mentioned to her, I was like, did you get did you take a picture or at least hit? She said, cuz I forgot to. But this time she remembered, and I was like, man. So once we get off, I'll send it to you, and you'll be able to check it out yourself.
I can send you a lot. I don't know if your phone can hold them, but I got some from Texas, Florida, California, Chicago, lots of them. Yeah, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, take my number.
I'll send them to Mr. Hill. He can send them to y'all. I got a lot of them.
All right.
Y'all need to get on TikTok.
Let me remind you guys, maybe you didn't know or see this, but when they had that first moon shot, that first space shot, the U.S. went up. When the astronauts came back, one of them, I can't remember which one it was, and I saw it and heard it myself, said that a plane, that
UFO pulled
up beside them, and it was a black pilot. They said that, and they never heard the guys say it again.
That's right.
But it's true.
That's right.
And they are our and they are going to assist us in this takeover. So we got to run these people
That's
off.
That's right,
man.
Yeah.
They got to go.
That's our folk, man. That's what these bitches do.
Yeah.
That's why they ask. That's why they ask they going back to the moon, because they know we up there. They went to the moon.
That's why they so mad at
niggas
us.
Up here. Them
that's
niggas
why
up
they keep aiming
the
at us. If they can't tell us if we them,
wait,
if it's us or them.
Waiting for them.
Especially the dark side of the moon. Why they call the dark side, huh? Y'all don't know that? That's why they call it. That's us. The dark side of the moon, man.
All I can do is thank the Creator. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I praise Him every day and thank Him every day, morning, noon, and night. Thank you. I can't
Sister
wait to enjoy
Antoinette.
It.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister Paris.
Family, have you heard of this movie called Kin, K-I-N?
I heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
I posted that movie on my Facebook page a couple of months ago. Well, actually, last year. That is a bad movie. I'm not going to give it away. You go, it's on YouTube, and it's called Ken. You really have to pay attention to it. I started to cut it off, but I didn't, and I'm grateful. You got to really pay attention to the very, very beginning of it, because that movie says a whole lot, family. Thank us. It's called Kin, K-I-N, on YouTube. Look it up. I hear noise. Are you baking your cake?
Somebody going through a doorway.
No, I'm not in the kitchen. I can't do both now, Sister Paris. I can't do that at the same time.
Somebody going to another dimension, going through a door.
No, that's not me. I have to come in here and get a pen to write down this Ken. I don't want to forget it. I was writing it down.
Yes, and I like to have some of those pictures too.
I would as well.
Yes, because I got something for this. This is very, very interesting, to say the least, that you brought these pictures up. And Brother Eddie, send that one that your family sent you as well. I like to see it.
Sure will.
Okie dokie. I'm going to mute. K-I-N. family.
I got to finish watching what Sister Paris. I did. You mentioned it on Sister Babe's show, I think, a week or so ago. And I did find it on YouTube and started watching it. And, it seems to be very interesting, futuristic little movie. So, yeah, I got to finish watching it.
I got a lot of background noise, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know how to turn it off. That's me. I'm walking around. Y'all can you mute me because I don't know how to do it.
Doorway?
Y'all can turn me off.
You're the youngest one on the phone, man.
I'm on the phone, though. I work the internet. I don't know how to do the phone thing. Just cut me off, y'all.
I'll mute your line. Well, you know what? Do this. Press 1, and it'll take you out of the queue. And then when you're ready to talk again, you can press 1, and I'll put you back in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow. You're the youngest one on the phone, man. You're supposed to be teaching us all this internet this stuff.
Yeah, but I don't. My granddaughter tells me she's my tech person. Don't mess with anything. Wait until she comes down, and she'll take care of it for me.
Yeah, family. But again, at the end of the day, these are the small things that we can increase just by our collective five, call our collective thought, that energy of thought. And like I said, one of the things, like you said, Brother West, they planned tonight, but tonight wasn't enough time for us to collaborate on this so that we would all be together on these lines, you know, so that when this came up, that we would have a day or two to be concentrating.
Boy, if nobody hit that Powerball, the next draw is Saturday, man, for the Powerball. And it's going to be over 5, maybe 6 million. I mean, 500 million.
Mm. Okay, so that's the Powerball, you said?
Yeah, that's for Saturday night.
Okay,
all
yeah.
If anybody hit them numbers tonight, I don't think nobody hit them, man. So I feel ain't nobody hit them. So it's going to go up to about 5 or 6 million, 500 million. Saturday night.
Okay. So we'll do a small test run, and if nobody wins tonight, like you said, that means it carries over Saturday. So we'll use that for the springboard, basically concentrating on a family member winning for us to basically use as a springboard, that tool that we so desperately need. And that's a great tool that we ain't got to ask nobody and be subject to anybody's demands because they're giving us funding. See, and that's the biggest dilemma that's slowing us down right now, knowing that we have people who have the money that we can't be upset at for the simple fact is knowing that I don't care how much money you got. When your money is in the institution called banks, you can only withdraw so much money per day. So if you want
to... You saw what happened today, right?
No, I did not.
You saw what happened today. People on Zelle, the Zelle is tied with Bank of America. So a lot of people on Zelle and Bank of America, they got hacked real bad today, man. Just today.
Oh, really? I didn't check my account.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, boy.
See, I don't know.
Talking about
don't
it
use
now,
all
dude.
Stuff. But
Bank of America says Bank of America is full of control of Zelle and featured in the app. They just sold it on the television. That's we talking about it. See how the power we roll, man? We just talked about it. They just showed it.
Okay. So here's that. Number five, with what they do to to not only the computer, which is five, but to our brain, which is five. It's called Hacker. Hacker is 23.
Yeah.
See, they're always talking about the computer hacker. And when you hack, 13, family, ain't that something?
Yeah,
metaphysics, 13, 14. See, they either hack or they are a hacker. And they're hacking the brain. The hack is called basically rerouting your brain or mapping your brain. Map is five, brain is five. That's what they're trying to do. Map the brain, map our thought. As you said, using this term called climate change. Climate 24, change 23. 24 plus 23 is 47. That 11, y'all.
Yeah, back to the two. Kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm. See, back to that booster shot, because that's what the climate change is giving you, a booster of the bull. See, the climate is our attitude. The climate is what they call algorithms. Same number, different word. See, the climate that's happening is they're figuring out our attitude through the algorithms of our words. This is what data that they're collecting. That's the algorithms. That's all the climate is being able to figure out our who, blacks, attitude, why. Because climate change comes to 47, which is 11. 11 is black. See, people is two. Black is two. Climate change is two. It's the attitude of what? Those of us who cause the effect. They called us carpet color. We cause the effect. And we don't even know the effect that we truly cause, being our power. But now the script is flipped, and we're now recognizing, realizing who and what we are and the power that we have. And this has always been the fear, because those of us who truly can't handle this shift won't receive the gift. That's already their gift. This is why they can't see those things that Sister Seven sees. By the way, that's Sister Wendy that was on the line that comes to Seven. These different lights and the different things that's in the sky that she basically recognizes and tries to show other people that can't see what's for her to see, and others like her who are able to see. Because as much as we try to give and tell certain people, they just won't get it. And it's not for us to determine if they are to give it. We just give it away, and if they don't receive it, we keep it moving. Because, again, it's not for them, at least at this particular juncture, this particular time. Never saying or putting anybody out, because, again, we don't dictate the change. That comes from the two called the universe, dictates all changes. We are here to just be the helpers of the Creator, to help those who are now recognizing that change spiritually that we're going through, that guidance that we're now getting. And that's it, to help others see their way. Because guess what? Your way ain't my way ain't your way. But again, we both have different ways that will help enhance us along our journey. And these are those that we look for, not any of those who try to tell us what's this and that in the way they see it. But let us determine and choose this and that that they relate to us giving us that
not
hope.
Not to cut you off, but you say it ain't right way. It's Yah's way. You just said something, man. You brought in the Bible. You call that God. You say it ain't right way. It's Yah's way.
Mm-hmm. See? So it's that ear that hears what we're saying, those eyes that are able to see. Some people, it goes over their head instead of the overstanding. They're passed over. It's a Passover because they don't receive that vibration, that beat.
Yeah, flip that word that around, wave. Man. W-A-Y. So one more time, say flip that word around. W-A-Y. That's way. Flip it around. You got Y-A-W.
Yahweh. Yes. The letters, the continent for Yahweh without the vowels. Well, it ain't no vowels in there, but when you use Yahweh, you put that E and everything, the vowel in there. But yeah, that's all. Those three letters, the Y, that's that connection. That's why you got three letters, because that Y comes out to 12. It's
that's
three
right.
Anyway. 1 + 2 = 3. 3 is the connection. The connection is the eye. And that's why I always say, see what I see, E-Y-E, not the possessive letter I. See? So it's the all-seeing eye, the third eye that we're talking about, that is now open, because we've passed that third eye stage being last year of 2022, being that sixth, the third eye. We're on that top chakra now. We're on the crown chakra, baby. That halo is getting ready to illuminate over those, and we will see that aura around those that are walking in the word, walking in that divine spirit, which is the divine intervention that we're looking for. It's that God consciousness. So we're all basically speaking it by the number. And for me, when you recognize the number behind the word that comes out of your mouth, then the mouth out of others, we're able to use that in a way to even help those that don't recognize those numbers that they're using, that basically are in a particular pattern and sequence, that once you recognize what you're saying by the number, you can find your answer behind all of your questions. It's locked with inside of all. Like, woo, baby, family, we can do this. We can do this. And like I said, we're already doing it individually, not knowing by number we're saying the same thing. And when we're able to find those words behind the numbers that we keep saying with different words, we'll see how we can basically bridge that so-called generational gap, or that gap that we can't seem to fill. We will be able to fill every gap that they have lied about through all of the history and stories we've been given. We'll see it. And it's going to get clearer and clearer as this year goes on and on. On and on. On and on. Let me stop. Anyway, family, yes.
Yeah, brother. Okay, I think Sister Wendy is back.
Okay.
Okay, Sister Wendy. Okay, she had her hand up.
Hello?
Hi,
yeah.
You had your hand back up?
No, I didn't. I had set my phone and I was just listening. I'm making more noise,
oh.
I'm putting the mute again.
No, you didn't make any noise.
When I pushed the one, maybe you just stay lit, but I pushed the one to mute myself. I'm still walking around. But I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, we're ready to shut down. Brother Eddie, you want to give some closing remarks?
Yes, I would. I would like to just say, family, take what I'm giving and what everybody else is giving and use, if it's useful, if you can understand, overstand. And if not, it's the four. It's called questioning.
Yes.
Questioning is four. Question everything, family, especially if you don't understand. Question the individual or somebody that you think would understand or give you a better understanding. So,
I got what you support. You go. I got you.
Yeah.
You gave me some meat, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and drop them on Saturday. So no matter what somebody did tonight, it's on us Saturday, man. All right. So. You gave me something. You gave me some pages, man. So I got something to roll with, man. So I'm gonna be dropping them Saturday. All right. So I'm gonna let you know, man.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay.
Sister Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, Brother Harris, you're right on the money. In 95, I was park hostessing there at Pettigrew State Park for 4 months, and I couldn't leave. I didn't want to leave. And my dad made his transition while I was there in August 26th in 95. And he said to me, he said, Roberta, you don't really need to come, no matter what the family is bickering about you, because we have you right where you need to be. And you must start to pay attention to numbers and letters, the alphabet, the license plates. This he told me when I was sitting at the sacred fire in my campsite, Brother Harris. And so I just want to say you're right on the money. And family, by the way, it kind of trips me out because my dad sort of looks like Brother Ray. And he made his transition. He was 77, my dad. And I think about that all of the time when he told me, you got another journey that we from the other side are preparing you for. And that journey is numbers. You incorporate that into whatever you're doing from this point forward. And this was in 95, family. And thank you, Brother Eddie, for being and doing and listening to your spirit to share what you share with us, the family. Oh, thank us. Peace.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
We all share.
Thank you. Yes. That's correct.
You gave me, that's right. We all share, man. Because like I told you the other day, Mama AZ, we teaching each other, man. I don't know shit. I'm still learning. I'm learning from y'all. Y'all learn from me. I'm still learning, man.
Yes, sir. Brother Wes, you a trip.
You got to have fun in life, man. You got to have fun. Brother Ray, you talking about Brother Ray. Every time I see Brother Ray, I swear he look like Red Fox, man. Every time, man. He's looking like Samson's, man.
That's
who you remind me of, Red Fox.
That, too. And my dad was a Sagittarian, and Red Fox is a Sagittarian. And, boy, my dad could cut the food when it comes to jokes and stuff. Oh, man. That's right. You know, Brother Ray, kind of look like Red Fox too.
I hear that
all the time.
And remember when we started off tonight, family, I said I was the MC, and MC stood for magician and comedian, and y'all ending off talking about a comedian named Red Fox. See,
you gotta have fun,
comedian.
That's
it. Tells that joke. Joke is 14, and you got to enjoy yourself. Enjoy is 14, family. And I'm going to end with that, with the, those letters of spiritual that we started off with talking about the revolution, MC is 1-3, 13 or 31, the Spirit of God, family. So, again, hidden behind MC, and it's not the master of ceremony. It's the truth behind the magician and the comedian.
Yes, sir. With that, I know every time I look in the mirror, God made me, so I know God had to have a sense of humor to make me, man. Every time I look at me, I laugh. So God had a funny day that day.
That's why you got to laugh, family. Have fun and laugh. Laugh, by the way, is 22. Laugh is 22, which is 4. Like fun is 13, which is 4. Have fun. Laugh, family, laugh. Smile if nothing else. Because the smile is the world is going to smile with you or laugh at you.
Yep.
So one way or another. Have fun, man.
Yeah, y'all left me a whole bunch. Y'all left my plate full, man. So I'm going to drop this here sad, man. Mom AZ, you gave me some, too. So it's all us. So I'm going to do these things, man. Y'all get ready for these blessings.
All right, then, family. With that, peace and love, family, until the next episode.
Yes,
we gonna make
everyone
it,
have a good night. Yes, and thank you all for being with us. And, again, don't forget drive-ons on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. and Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, remember we're drumming. And with that, everyone have a good evening, and we'll be back.
Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am. You're wrong.
Kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see her standing there, such a happy, happy tale. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. Back down memory lane.
You're looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
I'm sorry, y'all. The episode is not ending. It won't let me cut it off, and it's not letting me play another song. So I guess I'm just going to have to let it go out in silence. I'm really sorry. But thank you for being with us, and y'all have a good night.